Lift Him Up, February 26. Totally dependent upon the Creator. For in Him we live, and move, and have our being. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here the conditions are plainly stated by Jesus Christ, the sin-bearer. When you deliberately decide to go contrary to the word spoken by Jesus Christ, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How can you expect to be religiously inclined? To enlarge our views of His condescension and beneficence, He presents the picture of the judgment, the separation of the just and the unjust, and shows us He identifies His interests with suffering humanity. He is teaching in the open field where the eye can take in the beauties of nature and the creatures of God's creation. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Here is presented definitely that man is dependent upon God for every breath he draws. The beating heart, the throbbing pulse, every nerve and muscle in the living organism are kept in order and activity by the power of an infinite God. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Here Christ leads the mind abroad to contemplate the open fields of nature, and His power touches the eye and the senses to discern the wonderful works of divine power. He directs attention first to nature, then up through nature to nature's God, who upholds the worlds by His power. He points to the opening bud. He watches over little birds. Not a sparrow falleth to the ground without the notice of your heavenly Father. Christ represents the divine attention given upon various elements of His creation that seem so insignificant, and to the objects of nature which His own hands have created. Every shrub, every blooming flower, the lily of the field, and the earth clothed with its garment of living green are kept in order and occupy their time and season to bear testimony that God loves man.